comes to mind is Jan and I decided one year that we wanted to go with real turkey, not the white ones that you get from the store. So we went down south of Eau Claire and bought some turkey chicks. So anyway, it got to be close to Thanksgiving, and we thought it would be good to have one of them for Thanksgiving dinner. And because they were real turkeys, they could fly, and they sort of ended up in the top of very tall trees. So the only way we could harvest them is to shoot them out of the tree. So we did that, and Jan fired up the chicken plucker, and we had turkey for Thanksgiving.
This is Sunny. And I guess being a large mammal, food is important. And mashed potatoes, boy, Thanksgiving brings some really good mashed potato thoughts. It's just the whole idea of the good times with lots and lots and lots of food and really good feelings of being around people that I love, whether it be family or friends or whoever.
This is Anne, and my Thanksgiving story is, my recollection is my mother always burned the rolls every year, and that's it.
I don't really have much for Thanksgiving memories, but I do remember that when my grandkids were little, we would always end up burning the leftover turkey carcass in the wood stove. It had a big glass front on it. And we found out that turkey carcasses burn with a lot of vigor.
Well, Thanksgiving, the oddest Thanksgiving was being invited to a turkey dinner, and it turned out to be turkey cold cuts with cheese sandwiches.
This is Gus, and I always remember my mother's soggy stuffing.
One of the fun days of Thanksgiving was playing pond hockey, eating hot and spicy Cheez-Its and the glue mac that's at the bottom of the bag. Gus called it glue mac. It's the crumbly stuff that ends up at the bottom after all the crackers are gone.
One year I was working in western Oklahoma on Thanksgiving, and it was 90 degrees. I swore I would move out of Oklahoma the next opportunity.
The best thing about Thanksgiving is lots of food, especially mashed potatoes.
Another crappy Thanksgiving that I remember, I was at Fort Riley, Kansas, and the colonel said, even though it's Thanksgiving, somebody's got to be at the tank gunnery range to keep an eye on things, and that'd be you.
Pecan pie.
With lots of whipped cream.
And real cranberries, instead of the canned cranberries that I had as a child that were the shape of a can on the plate.
And then there's Thanksgiving in Lake County, where everybody sits around and talks about chainsaw maintenance. And all I want for Christmas is a new file for my chainsaw chain.
We had Thanksgiving at friends, and we had a terrific meal and a very large turkey for family and friends and neighbors. And after a terrific supper, we all went to the living room to sit down and chat, loosen our belts, and some fell asleep. And the hostess returned to the kitchen to take care of the turkey carcass and trim off some leftovers for all of us. And she realized that the platter was there, but the turkey was gone. And she looked around and she thought, well, someone playing a practical joke on her. But she happened to glance at the floor and she saw a greasy spot on the floor. And a few feet away was her very satisfied dog lying on its side with a distended belly. And obviously there wasn't going to be any leftover turkey or turkey soup from the carcass because the dog had taken care of that.
Our house was robbed one year when we were away for Thanksgiving.
I remember one Thanksgiving where all the kids were around the kids' table, and we were laughing so hard. We were all drinking Kool-Aid, and it came out my friend's nose.
Here's a hint for all of you making Thanksgiving dinners out there for vegetarians. If you want to use a substitute for turkey, don't use tofu turkey. It might be better to just have more vegetables and more salad and more mashed potatoes.
Well, my name is Jana, and I'm not from Lake County, but I do have a story to share, or a memory, rather. One of the favorite things that I would always look forward to every Thanksgiving would be the mystery Jell-O salad on the table. And I think a lot of you might know what I'm talking about when I say this. And you never knew what was going to be inside. And some would be good, some not so good. But either way, may you have a wonderful mystery Jell-O salad this Thanksgiving.